And I'm joined now by reporter Jen Sheehan to talk a bit more about what's going on off campus to help keep the college open. So, Jen, in your report, you talked about how the school's trying to meet the accreditation requirements and working within the system. But CCSF supporters have also been really active outside of those channels. There have been protests and even some lawsuits.
That's right. There are now three civil suits against the commission. And the commission is not a government body. It's a private nonprofit approved by the state and federal government to do accreditation. So the city attorney of San Francisco, Dennis Herrera, filed a lawsuit in August. The California Federation of Teachers, along with City College's own faculty union, filed one in September. And early last month, the Save CCSF Coalition, which is an independent group, includes student, faculty, as well as concerned citizens, they filed their own lawsuit. So lawyers for all three of these suits have been cooperating with each other.
So explain the lawsuits and what kind of power they have.
Well, they all have similar complaints against the commission. They're accusing them of violating federal laws as well as their own policies. They're accused of inconsistently applying their own standards. And the lawsuits also raise questions about the impartiality of the commission.
And again, this commission is a private entity. What does that mean, the commission's impartiality?
Well, the president of the commission was a strong proponent of the Student Success Act of 2012. That's the law that prioritized students seeking degrees. And City College was one of that law's fiercest opponents. So it would be hard to prove that the commission or its president has been biased against City College, but there are those who believe that this accreditation crisis has something to do with pushing the completion agenda forward.
And so those three lawsuits that have been filed, have they been heard by a judge yet?
No, not yet. At this point, there have been two injunctions now filed to stop the commission from revoking City College's accreditation. And those injunctions were filed because the actual lawsuits have been delayed or haven't been heard yet. And the commission says the suits have no merit, and they've asked for the city attorney's case to be moved to federal court. Now, that was denied. The city attorney, for his part, says that's just a stalling tactic. And it's important to note that City College itself is not involved in any of these legal challenges. These are all outside parties.
So this is very complicated. The Accrediting Commission has also run into trouble with the U.S. Department of Education, right?
That's right. And that's really interesting. So before the lawsuit, City College's local faculty union, along with the California Federation of Teachers, filed an official complaint against the Accrediting Commission. This was a 300-page report with over 800 pages of evidence that was sent to the commission and also to the U.S. Department of Education. The Department of Education responded with a pretty strong letter back to the commission, basically agreeing and affirming some of the points in that complaint. And what makes it really interesting, the timing of it, is that it just so happens the Accrediting Commission is under review this year by the Department of Education. That happens once every 5 years. So last Monday, the Department of Education staff released a report that was critical of the commission, but stopped short of saying they should be shut down. It actually gave them 1 year to fix their own problems.
Wow.
So tomorrow, they'll hear third-party comments, and City College has sent a delegation of faculty and students to speak at that hearing.
Well, so speaking of students, which is really what this is supposedly all about, how have the students been active in this fight to save City College?
Well, the Save CCSF Coalition that I mentioned, that has a lot of students involved, and the student trustees from last year and this year have both been very active and vocal. There have been a lot of rallies and protests, including marches to City Hall. But I think the hard thing is that there's actually not a lot within the process of accreditation that students can really do. And City College's student body is so diverse and spread out geographically, and there's so many part-time students that it's hard to organize them the way that students at, say, a UC can get organized. So the students who are involved with Save CCSF have called on the mayor to speak up against the Accrediting Commission, and they've also called for the removal of the special trustee who's now in charge of the school.
And we're going to hear from that trustee next. Thanks so much, Jen.
Thank you.
Reporter Jen Sheehan has been covering City College of San Francisco for KALW.